Coach Mike Hastings with us tonight via the Paul Bunyan Communications Hotline. Mavericks come to town this weekend. Coach, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
You bet. My pleasure.
Mike, you have done a lot of good since you became the number one ranked team in the country. A lot of number one ranked teams just kept losing. What's been the secret to your success of just playing so steady?
Oh, well, I think, first of all, I appreciate the comment. You know what? I think in able to do that, you need different guys to step up at different times, and we've been fortunate to have that. Whether it's been the consistency that we've had between the posts with Stephon Williams here over the last, really the second half of the year, and then having some of our freshmen really intermingle with contributions with our upperclassmen, that's allowed us to be, I think, a bit more difficult to play against. So I think anytime that you can have some depth that in the contributing factors, whether that's defending or whether that's scoring, it makes you more difficult to play against. And so we've been fortunate with that, and hopefully we can continue it.
Well, crowds last weekend in Mankato were the biggest since you've been the coach. What was that like?
You know what? It was electric. There was a real playoff type atmosphere. It reminded me a little bit when we were up at Tech and played up there when they were ranked number one in the country. And I think it's great for the student athletes, right? I mean, to be put in that type of environment and have on the line what's on the line as we continue to go through this real important part of our season and really all of college hockey. It was a great environment, and appreciated the support that we had here in the city, not only from the community, but our student section. I know what it's like in Bemidji too. I think that that's a very hostile environment to go and play in. It was beneficial, I think, to us in Friday and Saturday night's game to have the building as full as it was.
Well, Tom Ceritori calls you the oldest team in college hockey. How does age and experience help you?
Well, I look, it's just like, I suppose, in any business model, or I think experience is the best teacher. And we've got some guys that are probably just a couple years younger than I, right? It seems that way. Guys that have been around the block, and we're relying on them. Their experiences, being in this type of situation at this time of the year previously, we're hoping we can draw from. And we're going to need those guys if we're going to continue to have any type of success moving forward.
It is incredibly difficult to score this late in the year, even more so on the power play, Coach. You're scoring on the power play at almost 25%. How have you been able to keep that number so high?
You know what? There's been some peak and valley there also. I agree with you. At this time of the year, goals just come at a premium, and it's not always from point A, point B to point C, and then in the back of the net. Whether it's Tommy, myself, or any other coach in college hockey, the so-called ugly or greasy goals are the ones that really get scored at this time. And, we've had some fortunate nights where our power play has got it done for us. I think that the difference between winning and losing at this time of the year really comes down to that. So we're going to have to continue to get better and keep pushing that, because I think as we continue to move on, teams continue to focus on that. And it's something that I think is a difference between winning and losing, as I said. And so we've got a great challenge against us this weekend, because I think Bemidji does a good job of killing penalties as well as anybody that we've faced as of late.
Well, one of the biggest differences between fans and coaches is that fans tend to live in the past. Coaches are in the present. Have you even talked about the North Star Cup game with Bemidji since it was so long ago?
Boy, it seems like it was a year ago. The only way that I'd say that really has been discussed is just because it's, we all, coaches are creatures of habit, and so you look at the last time that you played somebody on tape. So we've looked at that tape. We've looked at stuff that they're doing recently compared to then, and not a tremendous amount. I mean, I think our focus this entire year has kind of been a daily focus. Today's Wednesday, so we've got to have a good Wednesday. And then we'll have a travel day tomorrow to get into Bemidji, and then we need to have a good Thursday. And we'll focus on Friday once we get to it. But we haven't done a lot of reminiscing on what had happened previously. It's what's going to happen in front of us today.
What have you noticed about Bemidji State lately?
Well, as it happens every year, their freshmen aren't freshmen anymore. Right? I mean, the Fitzgeralds are playing like veterans. Bauman's playing like a veteran. He's not a freshman anymore. I think he's got 8 goals. And then they've got some horses. And again, if anybody wants to tell me that Michael Bitzer's playing like a freshman, I'd call him nuts. Right? I mean, his numbers over the last half of the season and really his last 6-7 games are just incredible, as the defensive numbers for Bemidji are. And then you throw in Aprapa Bessis, you throw in, Ward, guys that are veterans that have been around the block. They're a very difficult team to play against. They hunt the puck. They like to get pucks into the neutral zone and chase them down. And we're going to have to be aware of what their strengths are. And I think there's a lot of them. And I just think that they're a very good hockey team right now. I think they're believing in what they're doing and they're executing. And they're being rewarded for that with wins.
Does this league get enough credit for how good it is?
Well, I think it depends who you talk to. I know it does within our league as far as coaches and even coaches outside of our league. When you talk to, Mike Genzel, Bob Moskow, you talk to guys that we consider our friends and colleagues, I think there's a tremendous amount of respect for our league. I guess the only thing we can do is try to continue what our league's done this year and show ourselves as well as possible. You look at Bemidji State winning the Minnesota Cup. You look at, how our conference has done out of conference on a national level. I think we just have to continue to do that. If you're ever going to change what might be a perception, the proof's in the pudding. And I think our league's done that. I can tell you this, and again, it's only my third year as a head coach, but I remember my first year, and at this time of the year, it was really tough. I think we were playing North Dakota our last series, and I can't tell you my gut is any less settled today than it was that Wednesday previous to playing North Dakota because we're playing Bemidji. It's that difficult. You have to be good at this time of the year if you're going to win. Nobody's going to give you anything, and I think this league has showed that.
Well, everybody in the league office has to be loving how the weekend is setting up. Everything on the line here in Bemidji and what's happening in Houghton and Marquette, weekends like this can take a few years off of the life of a coach, can it?
Well, I'd like to tell you Tommy and I'd lose some more hair, but we don't have any. So it's a great time of the year. You've seen other sports start to wind down where college football is not going on. We're at a point of, I think, the best time of year in college hockey, and whether it's here, out east, to have what's on the line week in and week out, I think it hopefully just makes our teams that much more difficult down the road to play against. And those experiences, as we talked earlier when you said how valuable is experience, you can't replace it with anything. And so I think both teams throughout this weekend will be better prepared for the first round of the playoffs because of this weekend.
Mike, safe travels. Appreciate your time tonight. We'll see you at the rink this weekend.
All right. Have a good rest of your week, and we'll see you then. Bye.